The theme of the final hymn, O Sacred Heart, our home Christ given thee, is reflected in the words from Jeremiah, and I will give them my heart, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. The words to this hymn were composed by Father Francis Stanfield of London in the years following Catholic Emancipation of 1829 in Great Britain. This was a period of great growth for Catholics. There were only 250,000 Catholics in England in 1850. But by the early part of the 20th century, there were nearly 10 times that number of Catholics. Catholic devotional life grew rapidly in this period, and this included strong devotion to the Sacred Heart. Thus, many hymns were composed, and this hymn contains several references to the Sacred Heart as being our home, and also to the singer's home, in this case, England. The version we will sing is the traditional English version. Note the words in verse 3. O Sacred Heart, bless our dear native land. May England's sons to truth e'er stand, with faith's bright banner still in hand. The author, Father Stanfield, also composed the version of this hymn for use in Ireland. The verse is slightly modified. O Sacred Heart, bless our dear father and land. May Erin's sons stand true to thee. And in the Irish hymnals, there's even an additional verse. O Sacred Heart, watch over our sister Isle, till faith ere long returns once more and finds a home on England's shore, O Sacred Heart. So you can readily hear the call of the church militant in these words written so shortly after Catholic Emancipation. The hymn is in many American hymnals also, and the verse is even further modified, O Sacred Heart, bless our dear native land, her noble sons, courageous stand. There are many melodies to this hymn. I know of at least 7, but the one we will sing tonight is the most well-known. It was composed by Richard Terry, choir master and organist at Westminster Catholic Cathedral in London, and probably the most prominent and respected of all Catholic musicians in the English-speaking world during the last 150 years or so. Terry was a convert and published many of his works under the pseudonym Lawrence Ampleforth, as you see on the copy in front of you. Ampleforth is an English Benedictine abbot, and Terry was associated with the music program there. He composed many hymns, masses, and was also the compiler of the Westminster Hymnal, considered by many to be the greatest of all Catholic hymnals. As we sing this hymn, let's ask the Sacred Heart to bless America, our dear native land, as we anticipate the celebration of our country's birthday next week on July 4th. And what better way to conclude this hymn fest of the Sacred Heart.